Donald Trump can't be blamed for this one. The cracks are once again showing in United Canada, cracks the president just poked his finger in. He didn't create. Alberta's premier, supported by our Scott Moe, is proposing a pipeline to the BC West Coast, ponying up $40 million in the process. Danielle Smith hopes it will spur investor confidence and private money will be re-injected. But already her counterparts in BC and Quebec are saying they don't support it, citing the environmental moral imperative. I guess there's no morals when you're collecting equalization payments. A strong economy generates wealth. That wealth pays for things we need. It may be simplistic, but it's true. Without investment or confidence that Canada is growing its economy, it remains stagnant. And that isn't good for anyone. If this fight builds up, the Prime Minister is going to face his real first test of his elbows-up approach. Canada could end up more than just bruised. I'm Sarah Mills.